Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This interview will be fun. Joe Vardon, former LeBron reporter in town, former Cavs reporter in town, now a national NBA reporter for The Athletic. Joe joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nick.
How you doing, bud?
You know, you said that last night wasn't so fun, and I agree, but today was worse.
Ooh, why is that?
The injury report is bad.
It's not good, Joe.
It's just bad. This is a bad spot to be in. I mean, you're down 1-0, and I mean, you know, Kenny, God bless him, he's trying to tell us that, like, they have no idea with Darius. You know, what Kenny's been saying about him the whole time, like going back to game three, is like, well, you know, he's going to try it. We're not sure. I mean, the body language and the semantics cues tell you that it doesn't sound great. And then you add DeAndre Hunter and Evan Mobley, both get hurt in game one, yesterday. And today at one point, Kenny called him doubtful. Someone said, well, wait a minute, you said doubtful, but earlier you said questionable. And he's like, well, you know, to me, questionable, doubtful, it's all the same thing. He said there's real concern. So I wish I had better news to tell you. And, you know, the questionable designation means that any or all of them could wind up playing tomorrow. But after one of the great seasons, regular seasons in NBA history, they're not in the best spot right now.
How important was it for Kenny to speak the way that he did in the press conference today? Because he went after the refs in a way that you just typically don't hear him go.
You know, I may have to buy dinner in Indianapolis. maybe a little bit lighter in the wallet. But you know, I think there's two things here. One, veteran coaches will do this at certain times in the playoffs. They'll get fined for it, but they will get their point across, and it does land if you're not a complainer.
JB.
And Kenny really isn't. You know, he's not like Brad Stevens level zen when it comes to officials, but he's not the habitual complainer that maybe if you thought real hard and closed your eyes, you might be able to come up with a coach or two like that.
JB Bickerstaff.
So I think, you know, on the one hand, yes, there was some strategy there. But two, I think there's genuine frustration. I certainly know Homer. I couldn't believe they didn't call a foul on the DeAndre Hunter play. Ben Mathurin's offhand, yes, he blocked the shot with one hand. The other hand was in DeAndre's chest in midair. It just was. I don't know. Zach Zarba, who's one of the best, most highly rated officials in the NBA, said that was a legal play. But I'm sorry, I just don't know how. you know, to be able to jab someone in the chest with your off hand in midair. That's contact. And then with the Evan play, guys, I have to admit, I missed it in real time. And I saw him in the tunnel, and I saw him come back out, you know, so they must have been working on him. I knew something was wrong. But I didn't see that play in real time. And now, like, watching it today, yeah, like, Miles Turner did not give him room to land. Now, that rule was put into effect for three-pointers. It doesn't say that you have to give a guy landing space only on threes, but that's where that was happening, a lot of the closeout stuff. This one happened in the lane, but Evan had no place to come down. He came down right on Miles Turner's foot, and Miles seemed to, like, forcefully put himself there. Like, not with the intent to hurt Evan, but you can't do what Miles did, and there's no foul. So, you know, I think that the frustration is real there, and I have to agree. Like, those calls either have to be made, or someone needs to better explain the difference, you know, between midair contact, one, and then what is and is not, like, acceptable landing space for shooters.
Sounds like you'd like to know the diff.
Maybe that was it. Like, I'm just, you know, and I know, you know, the Cavs, like, the organization, like, they lean into, like, the, you know, you call it cheesy, you can call it what you want. You know, they love the marketing pitch, and I am not a big fan of the diff. You know, I would like to think that we can all count. Maybe Clevelanders like it overall. But maybe that was like the bad omen, is taking the diff and putting it on a t-shirt for last night. I don't know. Maybe they need to figure out a way to reverse the mojo here.
Find something diff, I always say. Joe.
Oh, my God.
Joe.
Yes. Joe. Yes.
Come on. You turned into the chuckle hut over here. What's going on?
Joe, if you had – we've talked about the offense. We've talked about the defense. We've talked about the fouls, this, that, the other. Darius's absence. If you had to pin game one on one thing, what was the leading cause of the Cavs' game one loss?
Yeah. That's a great question and a great point, that if, you know, to cut through all the riffraff, I got more bad news. I think the biggest difference was how well and how dominant Andrew Nembhard and Tyrese Haliburton were. Like, I think, you know, if you want to talk about the shooting, or on the Cavs side, the lack of shooting, or how, you know, just go on down the line, I feel like a lot of the problems were caused by those guys. The Cavs were not ready for the pace that Indiana plays. They certainly weren't ready for Nembhard and the way he defends on the perimeter. I mean, you know, the Cavs are running into each other in the first quarter on dribble handoffs. And I think Nembhard and the physicality and the pressure had a lot to do with that. And then, you know, the poor shooting plays into that, and then that allows Indiana to get out and run, and then you've got Haliburton, who just carved them up. And so, you know, let's say that Darius is healthy enough to play and he's healthy enough to run, which is a question, but let's say he is. Does Darius help you deal with Andrew Nembhard's physicality? Not on its face. Does Darius stop Tyrese Haliburton? No. Now, there's a bunch of things that Darius does that makes the Cavs way better. So let's not be totally negative about this. But my point is that these two players on Indiana, they controlled the game last night. And, you know, the thing that we're all thinking about is getting the all-star point guard back on Cleveland's side. He doesn't disrupt what they were doing offensively. What you want is him to play such better offense and give you that other playmaker that it makes Indiana take the ball out from under the basket more and kind of, you know, gets into Tyrese Haliburton's rhythm that way.
Well, Joe, we talked about Hunter's injury. We talked about Mobley's injury. We talked about Darius's injury. In the fourth quarter, it looked like Donovan wasn't himself. Yeah. What'd you make of not only the fourth quarter, but how he looked in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my initial thought was there's sometimes in this league where you have to fight really hard to get back in a game, and the Cavs did that, and then you just kind of run out. And so that was like my initial thought there is just that they had thrown all their punches to get back into the game. I am told that they think Donovan will be all right, that he'll be a go for tomorrow, but the injury report isn't technically out yet. So we can still see what happens there. I'm concerned. And if this were a regular season game, I think there'd be real question if Donovan would be out there.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The next night. And that's, you know, I mean, I've made this point, and it's like, I don't mean this to be critical, but it's something that you know, anecdotally, just like basing this off of, you know, observing this team. Like you said, I do work nationally now, so I'm dealing with lots of teams. And when you think about injury philosophy and how they deal with injuries from team to team, it is my opinion. I don't have like the actual games missed to back this up, but that wouldn't tell the whole story anyway. I believe the Cavs to be among the more conservative teams in the league when it comes to injury management. And by the way, I think that endears them to their players, not only their players, but potential future players. You know, I've heard a number of times this year that the Cavs are popular right now among players and a potential destination even. And I think the way sort of the, I think that, that the, in, the way they manage injuries here is part of that. You know, they give you the room that you need to be healthy before you return. So that's a lot of words there, but I want everybody to know that, because if there's a downside to it, when you get to now and you don't have the time to do this, there may not be that, the experience, I guess, of like having to play through stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so now you've got a situation where, like, whatever happens with Darius Garland tomorrow night, we know he's not right. We know he's not 100%. And then Mobley, DeAndre, these are new injuries. Donovan, like, what he's dealing with, like, they're going to have to go, right? Like, you know, down 2-0 is not good when you're trying to win 4 in 7 games. So, you know, what I'm saying is, maybe this team, you know, they aren't as tested when it comes to having to play through the injury. And now they have to, So that will be something to watch tomorrow night. Like, how do they do when they're fighting through something?
So I think you answered this, but it sure sounds like you think Darius has to play in game two.
Well, that's a great question. And you got to be careful with that. I don't mean to contradict myself, but the other side to this, we just got done talking about it. Who were their dominant players last night? These physical, speedy, racing up and down the floor guards. If Darius can't run, then he's a liability. And so for as frustrating as this might be, for as great of a season as they had, and now you get to this point and there's injuries and you want these guys to be out there playing and, you know, hearkening back to the days of old and all that, that's all fine. But if you can't run against a team that runs, that might hurt you. And so, you know, I do trust, I am trusting the Cavs here and trusting Garland in this case. Maybe there was a little bit of gamesmanship and calculation about sitting him out in Miami and sitting him out in game one, because, you know, everything's even at that point. Now it isn't. So if he's able to move, then yes, they need him. But if he's not, then that is another challenge and consideration because of how quick the Pacers are.
Joe, I want to go back to the actual game itself last night, because we've done a lot on the news of today, obviously. But yesterday within the game, Jay Williams said that he thought the Cavs looked uninterested, and he called it lazy defense. Do you feel like that was the right assessment, or is what we watched yesterday just a really good offense, and offense is going to be defense in the NBA, especially in the postseason?
I think we're all watching the same thing. I would certainly not have called it uninterested. I mean, that locker room last night didn't seem to me like a disinterested group. Like, I feel like they knew they lost game one. I just think they weren't ready. Like, they weren't ready for the, you could say pace, you could say force, you could say tempo. Like, they weren't ready for the way the Pacers are playing in the playoffs. And they said that, you know, Donovan said, we can't practice at that tempo. So you get out there and you got Nembhard picking you up 94 feet or close, and you're trying to run these simple, you know, dribble handoff actions, and you're the guy that you're trying to screen is knocking you into the guy you're trying to hand it off to, and you're not ready for that. And, you know, you're just not used to the skip ahead pass, like the quick three and the, you know, the backdoor cuts and all the stuff that the Pacers run. Like, you know, I did see, like, you know, the Cavs try to switch and then not get over, you know, with the last defensive rotation, and what you see is like almost like a half wave at a guy shooting a three in the corner and he makes it. And so you might say, well, that's disinterested, but I don't think that's the case. I just think the Cavs were kind of a mess. I think they were thrown off kilter to start, and it took them a really long time to get their bearings.
Joe, looking at the other series going on, we've got Knicks, Celtics, Nuggets, Thunder, Warriors, Timberwolves. Of these three, what do you think is the most interesting second-round matchup not involving the Cleveland Cavaliers?
I think for now, interesting, like I would put that Warriors, Timberwolves series at the top, because you feel, I mean, like you have Curry and Draymond acknowledging to each other and, you know, somehow that one way, shape or form, it got out into the public, whether they admitted it or there was reporting, can't remember, but they're basically saying, this is it. Like, this is it. This is our last chance. And so you literally have a dynasty teetering. They make this massive trade to get this enigmatic player who has obviously made a huge difference on the floor, Jimmy Butler. So they barely get out of round one, but they're there now as a 7 seed in round two against the 6 seed, who looked a heck of a lot better than a six seed in round one against the Lakers. You know, we talk all the time about Anthony Edwards, like, is he the next face of the NBA? Is he a future MVP? This is a pretty good stage for him, you know, to answer some of those questions. So I really like that series. The Thunder, I just think I laugh. You know, we spent all of April trying to discuss, like, well, who other than Oklahoma City is coming out of the West in the finals? Oh, it's the Lakers. Oh, it's the Clippers. It's this. It's that's the Warriors, whatever. And then anytime you watch the Thunder, it's just so clear how dominant they are that I really like. So I really like them, you know, against Denver. And then, you know, I'm in that group that doesn't think the Knicks have a chance against Boston. So if the Knicks want to prove me and the rest of us wrong there, then that will get really interesting really quick. But, I like Boston comfortably in that series.
Joe, I got to say, this our show was teetering on the brink of insanity, but today you made the diff.
Wow. Well, with that, I'll bid you guys a wonderful afternoon and hopefully a happier day tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe Farden on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You're like the jealous child over there.
Was that a courteous laugh at the end? Was that not a courteous laugh?
The first two jokes were genuine. Set them on fire.
They were genuine. You brought the house down for the first two.
I gave him new life.
That was as courteous of a laugh as a courteous laugh gets.
That last one, it was a... Just let me off the air, fatty.
That's what it was, yeah.
But the first two.
The first two were real.
I was like the Pacers in game one.
They were
could
spectacular.
Could not miss.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it happened. Great stuff with Joe there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say about your Cavaliers. And it sure sounds like he's concerned in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.